The hidden power of authentic listening. In a world where everyone is fighting to be heard, the ability to truly listen has become a rare and precious skill. While most of us pride ourselves on being good communicators, research reveals a startling truth: the average person listens at only about 25% efficiency. We're not really listening, we're simply waiting for our turn to speak. Yet, there exists a powerful technique that can transform your relationships, elevate your leadership, and make you instantly trusted in any interaction. This technique isn't complicated or mysterious, it's active listening, practiced with intention and authenticity. The most trusted people in any organization aren't necessarily the most eloquent speakers or the most charismatic personalities. They're often the ones who have mastered the art of making others feel truly heard and understood. When someone feels you've genuinely listened to them, a remarkable transformation occurs. Barriers fall, connections deepen, and trust forms almost instantly. This isn't just anecdotal wisdom, it's backed by decades of research in communication psychology, neuroscience, and leadership studies. In this article, we'll explore the profound technique of trust-building listening, what makes it work, why it's so powerful, and how you can master it in your professional and personal interactions. You'll discover the specific behaviors that signal trustworthiness, the common pitfalls that undermine listening effectiveness, and practical strategies you can implement immediately to become a more trusted colleague, leader, partner, and friend. The best part? This technique requires no special talent, only practice and genuine intention. The science of listening and trust, what happens in the brain. The connection between effective listening and trust formation isn't just intuitive, it's neurologically hardwired. When someone truly listens to us, our brains release oxytocin, often called the trust hormone or bonding hormone. This neurochemical response creates feelings of connection, safety, and trust. Simultaneously, cortisol, the stress hormone, levels decrease, creating a neurobiological state conducive to openness and collaboration. This biological response makes evolutionary sense. Throughout human history, being heard signaled inclusion in the group, which was essential for survival. Today, this same mechanism operates in our professional and personal interactions. When we feel heard, we feel valued and safe, the foundational elements of trust. Studies in clinical settings have consistently demonstrated the power of therapeutic listening techniques. Research on patient-provider relationships shows that healthcare practitioners who employ active listening techniques see significantly higher patient satisfaction, better adherence to treatment plans, and improved health outcomes. This powerful correlation between feeling heard and forming trust applies equally in business contexts, team dynamics, and leadership scenarios. The science is clear: listening isn't just a passive activity or a polite social grace, it's a powerful trust-building mechanism rooted in our neurological wiring. When we understand this biological foundation, we can approach listening not just as a communication skill but as a strategic tool for building trust and influence. The core elements of trust-building listening. Active listening that builds instant trust consists of several distinct elements, each contributing to the overall experience of being truly heard. When combined with authentic intention, these components create a powerful formula for trust development. Full attention and presence. The foundation of trust-building listening is giving your complete, undivided attention to the speaker. This means eliminating distractions, putting away devices, turning away from screens, and creating a physical environment conducive to focus. But true presence goes beyond physical attentiveness, it involves mental presence as well. This means temporarily setting aside your own concerns, agendas, and preoccupations to create mental space for the other person's message. Reflective listening techniques. Reflective listening involves mirroring back what you hear to confirm understanding and demonstrate engagement. This isn't simply repeating words verbatim, it's synthesizing the content and emotion behind the message and reflecting it back in your own words. Phrases like "so what I'm hearing is," or "it sounds like you're saying," create a feedback loop that confirms understanding and shows your investment in the conversation. Validation and empathy. Trust-building listening includes validating the speaker's experience and emotions without judgment. This doesn't mean you must agree with everything said, but it does mean acknowledging the legitimacy of the other person's perspective and feelings. Empathetic responses like "that must have been challenging" or "I can understand why you'd feel that way" create psychological safety and signal your emotional intelligence. Nonverbal cues that signal attentiveness. Communication research consistently shows that nonverbal behaviors account for a significant portion of message interpretation. Eye contact, appropriate to cultural context, facial expressions that match the emotional tone of the conversation, forward-leaning posture, and affirming nods all signal engagement and interest. These physical cues send powerful signals about your attentiveness and can either reinforce or undermine your verbal responses. Strategic questioning. The questions you ask can dramatically enhance trust-building listening. Open-ended questions that invite elaboration show genuine curiosity and interest. Clarifying questions demonstrate your commitment to understanding accurately. The timing and framing of questions matter too. Rushed or interrogative questioning can create defensiveness, while thoughtful, well-spaced questions invite deeper sharing. When these elements are combined with genuine intention, a real desire to understand rather than simply a performance of listening, the trust-building impact is profound and often immediate. People sense when they're truly being heard, and the response is almost universally positive: increased openness, strengthened connection, and rapid development of trust. Common barriers to effective listening. Despite our best intentions, several common obstacles can undermine our ability to listen in ways that build trust. Understanding these barriers is the first step toward overcoming them. Digital distractions and environmental factors. In our hyper-connected world, digital interruptions have become the most pervasive barrier to effective listening. Notifications, emails, messages, and the temptation to multitask fracture our attention and signal to others that they don't have our full focus. Environmental distractions: noise, uncomfortable settings, poor timing can similarly derail listening effectiveness. Creating listening-friendly environments by silencing devices, finding appropriate spaces, and setting aside dedicated time can mitigate these external barriers. Internal distractions and cognitive biases. Often, the most significant obstacles to effective listening occur inside our own minds. The tendency to formulate responses while the other person is still speaking, mentally rehearsing what we'll say next instead of fully absorbing their message. Confirmation bias leads us to hear selectively, focusing on points that align with our existing views while filtering out contradictory information. Assumption making, believing we already know what someone will say or mean, creates a mental shortcut that bypasses genuine listening. Emotional reactivity. Our emotional responses can create significant listening barriers. When conversations touch on sensitive topics or trigger our own insecurities, emotional flooding can hijack our attention. Defensiveness, anger, or anxiety narrow our focus and activate our fight-flight-freeze response, making receptive listening nearly impossible. Developing emotional self-awareness and regulation skills is crucial for maintaining listening effectiveness, especially in challenging conversations. Contextual pressures. Time pressure is perhaps the most common contextual barrier to effective listening. When we're rushing or perceive the conversation as an obstacle to our real work, we signal impatience verbally and nonverbally. Hierarchical dynamics can also impede genuine listening. Power differentials, whether formal or informal, can create pressure to perform rather than truly connect. Creating psychological safety requires conscious effort to minimize these contextual barriers. The advice-giving reflex. One of the subtlest but most common listening barriers is the impulse to offer solutions prematurely. While often well-intentioned, jumping to advice-giving before fully understanding the situation signals that you believe you grasp the issue better than the speaker does. This creates an implicit hierarchy rather than a partnership. True listening often requires temporarily suspending the problem-solving impulse to ensure complete understanding first. Recognizing these barriers in your own listening practice is an essential step toward developing the kind of listening that builds instant trust. With awareness and intention, these obstacles can be minimized or eliminated, creating space for more authentic connection. Mastering the trust-building listening technique. Developing trust-building listening skills is a process of practice and refinement. The technique can be broken down into actionable steps that, when practiced consistently, create a powerful foundation for trust in any interaction. The HEAR framework. A practical approach to mastering trust-building listening can be remembered through the HEAR framework. H. Halt, pause your own mental chatter and physical distractions. Create a mental and physical space dedicated to this conversation. E. Engage. Demonstrate engagement through appropriate eye contact, body language, and verbal acknowledgments that show you are following the conversation. A. Absorb. Take in both the content and the emotion behind what's being shared. Listen for underlying needs, values, and concerns beyond the explicit message. R. Reflect. Mirror back what you've heard to confirm understanding and show attentiveness. Paraphrase the essence rather than repeating verbatim. Paraphrasing and summarizing skills. Active listening techniques developed by therapists and communication experts emphasize the power of reflecting content back to speakers. This isn't simply parroting words, it's synthesizing the essence of what's been shared. Effective paraphrasing captures both factual content and emotional undertones, presented in your own words to demonstrate comprehension. This reflection serves multiple purposes: it confirms understanding, shows engagement, and gives the speaker an opportunity to clarify if needed. Open-ended questioning techniques. The questions you ask significantly impact trust building. Open-ended questions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no invite elaboration and demonstrate genuine curiosity. Questions beginning with what or how tend to elicit more expansive responses than why questions, which can sometimes trigger defensiveness. Strategic questions should follow, not interrupt, the speaker's flow, and should emerge from genuine curiosity rather than a predetermined agenda. Managing your emotional responses. Trust-building listening requires emotional self-regulation, especially when the conversation touches on sensitive or challenging topics. Developing awareness of your own emotional triggers allows you to notice when your listening capacity may be compromised. Techniques such as deep breathing, mental noting of your emotional state, or brief grounding practices can help maintain your listening presence even when difficult emotions arise. The critical pause. Perhaps the most powerful yet underutilized listening technique is the intentional pause. Allowing a moment of silence after someone finishes speaking serves multiple purposes. It ensures they've completed their thought, it demonstrates you're reflecting on what was said rather than rushing to respond, and it creates space for them to continue if desired. While sometimes uncomfortable at first, mastering the art of the pause dramatically enhances listening effectiveness and signals respect for the conversation. These techniques require practice to become natural, but even implementing them imperfectly sends a powerful message that you value the speaker and are committed to genuine understanding. This commitment alone builds significant trust, even as you continue developing your listening mastery. Applying active listening in different contexts. The trust-building power of effective listening applies across diverse contexts, though the specific application may vary. Understanding how to adapt your listening approach to different scenarios enhances your versatility as a communicator and trust builder. Leadership and management contexts. Leaders who listen effectively create psychological safety, encourage innovation, and build team cohesion. Trust-based leadership fundamentally depends on effective listening skills that demonstrate respect and value for team members' perspectives. In leadership contexts, listening involves balancing receptivity with direction setting, creating space for input while maintaining progress toward objectives. Effective leadership listening also involves listening between the lines, detecting unspoken concerns, team dynamics, and emerging patterns that may not be explicitly articulated. Team environments. In collaborative settings, listening builds collective intelligence and fosters innovation. Team listening involves special challenges, ensuring all voices are heard, balancing different communication styles, and managing group dynamics that may silence some members. Techniques such as structured turn-taking, reflection rounds, and active facilitation can enhance listening effectiveness in group settings. Teams that develop strong listening practices typically demonstrate higher cohesion, better decision-making, and more innovative problem-solving. Client and customer interactions. In customer-facing roles, listening becomes a critical tool for understanding needs, building loyalty, and providing superior service. The trust formed through authentic listening creates customer advocates rather than merely satisfied users. In sales contexts, research consistently shows that salespeople who listen more than they talk achieve better results, not because they're manipulating customers, but because they genuinely understand needs and can address them appropriately. Customer service excellence is fundamentally built on listening skills that validate concerns and demonstrate commitment to resolution. Personal relationships. The most intimate relationships in our lives with partners, family members, and close friends are perhaps where listening has its most profound impact. Deep listening in personal relationships involves special vulnerability and emotional investment. The patterns of listening established in close relationships often transfer to other contexts, making personal relationship listening both an end in itself and a foundation for broader listening development. Cross-cultural and diverse contexts. Listening across differences, whether cultural, generational, professional, or personal, requires special awareness and adaptability. Different cultures have varying norms around silence, interruption, directness, and emotional expression. Effective cross-cultural listening involves suspending judgment, being aware of your own cultural assumptions, and adapting your listening style to honor different communication patterns. This adaptability builds trust especially quickly because it signals respect for and interest in the other's worldview. In each of these contexts, the fundamental elements of trust-building listening remain consistent: full attention, genuine curiosity, emotional presence, and respectful reflection. What varies is how these elements are expressed and the specific challenges each context presents. Versatility in adapting your listening approach to different situations expands your influence and trust-building capacity. The transformative benefits of being a trusted listener. Mastering trust-building listening creates ripple effects that extend far beyond individual conversations. The benefits transform both professional effectiveness and personal fulfillment in profound ways. Enhanced leadership influence. Leaders who listen effectively wield greater influence not through positional authority but through relationship trust. Research consistently shows that teams led by strong listeners demonstrate higher engagement, reduced turnover, and superior performance. The trust established through effective listening creates willingness to follow during challenging times and increases buy-in for new initiatives. Perhaps most importantly, listening-centered leadership creates cultures of psychological safety where innovation and continuous improvement thrive. Accelerated conflict resolution. Conflicts that might otherwise escalate or remain unresolved often transform when active listening enters the equation. The validation and understanding created through effective listening de-escalates emotional intensity and creates space for collaborative problem-solving. Mediators and conflict resolution experts consider listening the single most important skill in their toolkit precisely because of its power to transform entrenched positions into mutual understanding. Superior decision-making. When people feel genuinely heard, they share more complete and nuanced information. This enhanced information flow leads directly to better decision quality. Leaders and teams who practice deep listening access more diverse perspectives, identify potential problems earlier, and develop more robust solutions. The trust created through listening also increases commitment to decisions once made, improving implementation and follow-through. Deeper personal relationships. Beyond professional benefits, trust-building listening transforms personal connections. Relationships characterized by mutual listening demonstrate greater resilience during challenges, more authentic emotional intimacy, and higher overall satisfaction. The feeling of being truly known and understood fulfills a fundamental human need and creates bonds that withstand the tests of time and difficulty. Personal growth and self-understanding. Perhaps surprisingly, becoming a better listener enhances self-understanding. The discipline of temporarily setting aside your own perspective to fully understand another's creates a reflective capacity that extends to your own inner life. Strong listeners often report greater emotional intelligence, more nuanced self-awareness, and enhanced ability to integrate feedback, all crucial components of personal and professional growth. Reduced stress and enhanced well-being. The quality of our connections directly impacts our physical and mental health. Trust-building listening creates relationships characterized by support, understanding, and authentic connection, all factors that buffer against stress and contribute to overall well-being. For both the listener and the speaker, the experience of authentic communication satisfies deep psychological needs and creates positive emotional states. These wide-ranging benefits make developing trust-building listening skills one of the highest return investments you can make in your professional and personal development. The technique creates a virtuous cycle: as your listening improves, trust deepens, leading to more open communication, which provides more opportunities to listen effectively, further strengthening trust. Practical exercises to strengthen your listening muscles. Like any skill, trust-building listening improves with deliberate practice. The following exercises provide structured ways to develop your listening capabilities in both everyday and special purpose contexts. The 5-minute focus practice. This simple daily exercise dramatically improves listening stamina. Set a timer for 5 minutes and engage someone in conversation with the commitment to focus completely on them without interruption for the full 5 minutes. Your only responses should be nonverbal acknowledgments and brief encouragements to continue. Notice the impulses to interrupt, advice give, or shift attention, and practice letting these impulses pass without acting on them. Gradually increase the time as your listening stamina builds. The paraphrase challenge. This exercise specifically develops your reflective listening skills. In conversation, challenge yourself to paraphrase what you've heard before responding with your own thoughts. Use phrases like "so what I'm understanding is," or "it sounds like you're saying," followed by your synthesis of their message. Then ask, "have I understood correctly?" This creates a feedback loop that improves accuracy while demonstrating your commitment to understanding. Curiosity questioning. To develop better questioning skills, practice generating questions driven by genuine curiosity rather than a predetermined agenda. After someone shares something, ask yourself, "what am I genuinely curious about in what they've shared?" Then formulate a question based on that curiosity. This practice helps shift from self-focused to other-focused communication and often leads to unexpected and enriching conversational directions. Emotional awareness monitoring. This more advanced practice involves developing awareness of your emotional responses during listening. During conversations, periodically check in with yourself: what am I feeling right now? How might this emotion be affecting my listening? Is there tension in my body? Has my attention shifted to my own thoughts? This awareness creates the foundation for emotional self-regulation that enhances listening effectiveness. Listening without solutions. For many, especially those in leadership or helping roles, the habit of immediately jumping to solutions can undermine effective listening. Practice conversations where you explicitly commit to understanding without offering any solutions or advice. This approach, demonstrated effectively in various communication training videos, helps develop the discipline of separating understanding from problem solving. You might be surprised at how often speakers reach their own solutions when given the space to fully explore their thinking. Listening partnership exchange. Find a colleague or friend interested in developing listening skills and establish a regular practice exchange. Take turns being speaker and listener for set periods, 10 to 15 minutes each, with the listener practicing full attention and reflective responses. After each exchange, provide feedback on what helped you feel heard and understood. This structured practice accelerates skill development through immediate feedback and reciprocal learning. Meditation and mindfulness practices. Though not directly listening exercises, regular meditation and mindfulness practices develop foundational capacities that enhance listening ability, present moment awareness, attention control, emotional regulation, and non-judgmental observation. Even brief daily practices, 5 to 10 minutes, build the mental muscles that support effective listening in all contexts. Incorporating these practices into your routine creates progressive improvement in your listening capabilities. The key is consistency rather than perfection. Each intentional listening interaction strengthens the neural pathways that support this skill, gradually transforming listening from a conscious technique into an integrated aspect of your communication style. Conclusion. In a world where attention is increasingly fragmented and authentic connection increasingly rare, the ability to truly listen stands out as a transformative skill and a competitive advantage. The technique of trust-building listening isn't complicated in concept, but it represents a profound shift in how most of us approach communication, moving from self-focused to other-focused, from talking to understanding, from performing to connecting. The journey to becoming a trusted listener is both external and internal. Externally, it involves learning and practicing specific behaviors and techniques that signal attentiveness and create space for others to be fully heard. Internally, it requires developing self-awareness, curiosity, and the emotional capacity to temporarily set aside your own agenda to fully receive another's message. What makes this journey worthwhile is the extraordinary impact it has on both professional effectiveness and personal fulfillment. Trust-building listening transforms leadership, enhances decision-making, resolves conflicts, deepens relationships, and creates communities of psychological safety and mutual respect. It addresses a fundamental human need to be heard, understood, and valued, and in doing so, creates bonds of trust that become the foundation for collaboration, innovation, and authentic connection. Perhaps most powerfully, becoming a skilled listener changes not just how others perceive you, but how you experience the world. It opens doors to understanding that remain closed when we're focused on our own speaking. It reveals depths in others that might otherwise remain hidden. It creates moments of genuine human connection in a world that increasingly substitutes shallow interaction for meaningful engagement. The practice of trust-building listening is available to anyone willing to invest in developing it. It requires no special talent, only the willingness to focus outward, the humility to prioritize understanding over being understood, and the consistent practice that transforms any skill from awkward technique to natural expression. Begin today. In your next conversation, challenge yourself to listen more deeply than usual. Notice the difference it makes both for the other person and for yourself. The technique that makes you instantly trusted isn't a magical formula or a manipulative tactic, it's the authentic practice of being fully present to another human being. And in that presence, trust naturally blooms.